denies his shot. Rebound by Seidel up the floor to Trelk, who throws it away. First turnover by the Spartans. They lead by four. 5:45 to go in quarter one. Mitchell has it, gets it far side to Compton. Compton had a strong game against Emporia during the Paul Terry Classic. Up top, Becker drives all the way to the rim. Layup will not go in. Bloomquist with another rebound. Crowell skips it up ahead to Trelk. Three on two, Emporia's number. They find Seidel, corner three. Too strong off the back of the rim. Bloomquist tips it over to Franklin. He's met at the rim by Hannigan. He gets it to go. 6-0 Emporia leads. We're 3 minutes into our game. Dribble, driving Mitchell all the way to the rim, and Trelk denies the shot, but then there's a late whistle. And Mitchell took quite the tumble on his head. And the foul's going to go against Trelk. That's the first foul against Emporia in the quarter. So Mitchell shooting two. First one is up, halfway down and out. Lit on the basket so far for the Wildcats as they're yet to score. So one more coming up for the senior. It is up, and this one's too strong as well, so he goes 0 for 2. The teams are a combined 0 for 4 from the free throw line to begin our game. Trelk dribbling in between the circles. Becker picks him all the way out as he retreats to midcourt, calling for a screen. Get it to Bloomquist to the free throw line. The jumper's wet. First points of the game for Bloomquist. It's 8-0. Mitchell to Hanukkah. Hanukkah hands it off to Compton to the free throw line. The jumper over Seidel rims in. That ends an 8-0 run by the Spartans to open up our contest. Crowell gets a screen. Looking to drive against Mitchell, throws it in the corner to Seidel. Up top, Franklin. Franklin dribbling in between the circles, goes far side. Bloomquist now. Trelk gets it in the far corner. Trying to feed the post. Now he looks to drive all the way to the basket. Fades away with the right hand, left it short. Offensive rebound, Franklin. Franklin against Hanukkah. His shot's going to be short. Another rebound by Bloomquist, and it will not go. Bloomquist has already 5 rebounds tonight. Kidd leading the break all the way to the rim, and he lays it off glass. 8-4. Kidd steals the ball away from Crowell, gets to the basket, misses the layup. Offensive rebound by Mitchell, and he lays it in. So after Emporia scored the first 8 points of the game, Hayden's answered with the last 6. Crowell driving towards the basket, has it ripped away. That's in another turnover by the Spartans, and we're going to have a whistle as Kidd's driving towards the basket. They're going to call a foul against Bloomquist. It looked like he poked that thing away cleanly. Second foul against Emporia. Kidd with a chance to tie this game if he can knock down both shots at the free throw line. First one off the front of the rim and rolls out. Maddox Shively coming in for the first time, the senior that's 5'8". Bloomquist gets a breather. One more free throw from Kidd, and this one is good. Shively up the floor. 3:20 to go in quarter one. Emporia's lead is 1. Crowell dribbling on the perimeter, gets it to Franklin, top of the key. Far side, Shively. Shively dumps it down low to Franklin, but it's poked away by Hanukkah, and he gets the takeaway. Becker on the right wing, throws it in the corner to Kidd, down low to Hanukkah. Hanukkah works against Franklin, and good defense there by Franklin, forcing a really tough shot, and he gets the rebound as Hanukkah misses it. Shively crosses the timeline, looking for a screen. Now he drives towards the basket, goes up for the shot, and he's going to draw a whistle. Shively should be shooting two. Evan Burns absolutely adored what he saw out of Shively on Tuesday night against Junction City. scoring 7 points in the first half, 9 total, and just doing those Shively things that he does. They're going to say it wasn't a shooting foul, so a quick inbounds to Trelk, who's wide open from the right wing, but he left it short. Rebound for the Wildcats. Backer leading the break, dribbling in between the circles, guarded by Shively on the perimeter, goes near side Compton, guarded by Seidel, man-to-man defense. Left wing, triple try, left it short, but an offensive rebound, and the putback will not go. Whistle against Emporia as Tortolot draws the foul. Third foul against Emporia, the first one against Shively. Free throw one is good from Tortolot. We are tied at 8, so after Emporia led 8-0, Hayden scored the last 8 points of the game. And the second free throw, no good, so 1-for-2 from Tortolot. Already 6 free throw attempts in this game for Hayden, 2 by Emporia. Hayden's only made 2 of the 6. Trelk looking to drive, gets towards the basket, and he throws the ball away. Turnover 5 by Emporia. Racing down the floor, Tortolot's layup in transition is good. And we're going to have a whistle to clean up Compton, who made his way onto the floor. Franklin checks in, so Seidel goes to the bench. Chase Harrington in the ballgame as well for Emporia, the senior that's 6'3". Little extended pressure. Mitchell picking up Shively all the way. With 2 minutes to go in the quarter, Hayden has their first lead. It's 10-8. Shively hands it off to Crowell. Crowell working on the perimeter. Looking for a screen from Harrington. Dumps it over to Franklin. Pump fakes a three. Now Shively drives baseline. Leaves it for Harrington. He's met at the rim by Haneke. Can't get the layup to go. And there's going to be a whistle on the rebound try. And it's going to go against EHS. Foul 4 against Emporia. So the next one will send the Wildcats to the charity stripe. Mitchell bringing the ball across half court. Left to right on your radio dial. Kidd with the touch on the wing, looking to drive against Crowell. Good defense by Crowell, forcing him out. Now Haneke has it on the perimeter. Working against Franklin. He skips it near side. Wolf with the touch. Wolf gets it over to Mitchell. Right back to Wolf. Floater in the lane, and he gets it to go. 12-8 with 1 minute to play. Shively dribbling in between the circles, looking for a screen from Franklin. Dribbling left wing over to Crowell. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, staying here with Emporia. Hayden has scored the last 12 points in our contest. Crowell getting a breather as Bloomquist checks back in. Trelk with the touch, looking for a screen from Harrington, dribbling on the far wing. Step back, thought about the three, makes his move towards the basket. Tough leaner in the lane, will not go. Halfway down and out. Trelk has yet to score in this game. 9-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Mitchell retreats all the way to half court, goes far side Kidd. Kidd guarded by Trelk on the perimeter, dumps it down low, Tortolot. Tortolot to Kidd at the free throw line, right side Mitchell. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Mitchell retreats to half court. Shively guarding closely. 5 seconds now. Picking up his dribble over to Tortolot in the corner. He'll rim out the three. Trelk leading the break. 2-on-2 break. Trelk has it poked away. That's another Emporia turnover. In transition, Haneke lays it in as he beats the buzzer. And there's going to be a warning, I believe. Sideline warning against Evan Burns. He was heated that there wasn't a foul committed by Hayden on the other end, and that's how this quarter comes to a close with that sideline warning, and Emporia inbounds the ball. Spartans trail 14-8 after 8 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter right here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Welcome back inside Spartan Gymnasium, where Emporia trails Hayden after one quarter of action. Wildcats 14, Spartans 8. Coach Burns got a sideline warning after letting the referee know how he felt about the no call. Hanukkah has it, throws it in the corner. Mitchell, tough 15-footer on the baseline, will not go, and Crowell comes down with the rebound. Back to the starting lineup for the Spartans as Trelk has it on the perimeter. Gets it over to Crowell. Crowell looking for a screen. Drives towards the basket. Stops on the left wing. Up top, Bloomquist. Far side, Seidel. Seidel looking to feed the post to Franklin, but good defense. Won't allow an entry pass, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. First foul against Hayden in this quarter. First foul against Wolf in the game. The freshman, that's 5'11". Trelk, the inbounder, tosses it into Crowell. Crowell in between the circles, gets a screen from Bloomquist. Drives towards the basket, leaves it for Franklin at the top of the key. Now Trelk with the touch on the perimeter. Trelk drives baseline, picks up his dribble over to Franklin. Goes right at Hanukkah, lays it in, but there's an offensive foul. Not sure about that one. Franklin called for the offensive foul. Very easily could have been a flop called against Hanukkah. 14-8. Each team's touched the ball once in quarter number two. Neither team's been able to get a shot to fall. Driving towards the basket is Kitty. Gets by Crowell, and he's going to run right into Seidel. And we're going to have an offensive foul against Kidd. So a return the favor there. And that will be foul number two against the Wildcats in the quarter, and the first against Kidd. Under seven to go in quarter two. Crowell gets it to Seidel on the far side. He just drew the charge, getting a screen from Franklin. Back to Seidel, thought about a deep three. Instead, he dumps it down low to Franklin, who drives, gets it over to Trelk. Up top, Seidel. Now Crowell, top of the key, looking for a screen. Up top, Trelk looks to drive. Free throw line, spinner. Shot up, too strong off the back of the rim, and coming down with the rebound is Tortola. Neither team has connected on a three-pointer in this game. Hanukkah looking to back down Franklin. Spin move all the way to the dish, but he missed the bunny. Everything but the finish for the future Jayhawk. Crowell to the free throw line. Step back three. He lost Kidd, but he couldn't connect on the triple. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Wildcats. We'll take a one-minute break with them. You're listening to E-High Basketball, down 14-8 on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome back inside Spartan Gymnasium. 6:11 to go in quarter two. Hayden leads Emporia 14-8. It's been quite the drought for the Spartans as they have not scored in 8 minutes of game action. Mitchell has it on the perimeter, dumps it down low to Haneke. Haneke, free throw line jumper, left it short off the front of the rim, and Blomquist grabs another board. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia, gets it to Seidel on the far side, dumps it down low to Franklin. Backing down Haneke, he gets by him, and he misses the layup. Just left it a little short. That's one Franklin would want back. Mitchell hands it off to Kidd. Far side Compton, down low Haneke. Haneke working against Franklin. Up top, Becker. Kidd to Haneke. Haneke drives against Franklin, picks up his dribble, finds Mitchell for three, who airballed it. Offensive rebound. Compton's layup is blocked by Seidel, and Crowell's leading the break the other way. He stops on the left wing, lets his team catch up with him. And they're going to set up something here in the half court. Crowell looking to drive. Double teamed on the baseline, gets the foul, and he hits the shot. He let one defender go by him, and he got the other one, Mitchell, in the air. He connected on the 10-footer on the baseline, and then the whistle came. So Crowell will have a chance at the line as Mitchell picks up his second foul, third against Hayden in the quarter. Crowell trying to convert on the and one. Too strong on the free throw. Tipped around. Coming away with it. The Wildcats and Compton. Compton guarded by Blomquist as he crosses half court. Goes far side to Becker. Haneke, top of the key, looking to dump it down low to Tortola, who nearly traveled with it. He passed out of a shot. Gets it out to a three-point shooter. And Seidel's going to come in and foul Becker on the three-point attempt. Cardinal Sin fouling a three-point shooter that time. Mason Becker yet to score in the game, the 6-foot-tall junior, as Seidel picks up his second foul of the contest. So here comes three free throws from Becker. Coach Burns having a conversation with Seidel as Becker hits the first free throw here. Still two more coming. Second free throw from Becker hits off the front of the rim and bounces out. Wolf checks back in as Kidd goes to the bench. We see Seidel go out of the game for Emporia as Shively comes in. One more free throw from Becker, and he gets it to go. So he goes 2 for 3 as Trelk has it on the far side. It's a 6-point lead. Trelk gets a screen to the free throw line. Now Shively, Crowell in the corner. Up top, Franklin looking to drive against Haneke. Goes right at him, and there's going to be a foul against Haneke. That's something that happened in that first contest during the Paul Terry Classic. They were able to get Haneke in foul trouble. That's just the first against the senior so far this evening. Crowell, the inbounder, tosses it up top to Trelk. Trelk dribbling in between the circles, looking for a screen from Franklin. Blomquist with the touch on the perimeter, now Crowell on the left wing. Dumps it down low to Franklin, gets over Haneke, and he lays it in. Beautiful entry pass that time. Haneke was playing in front of Franklin, so they just had to get it over his head. Franklin caught the ball, and then he laid it off the glass. 16-12, Hayden leads. Under four to go until our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Becker on the perimeter. Up top, Compton drives towards the rim. Floater in the lane. Franklin denies it. Trelk pushing the ball up the floor for EHS. They got numbers 5-on-4. Handing the ball off to Crowell. Crowell on the far side. Retreats to half court. Looking for a screen from Franklin. On the left wing, Crowell driving right at Haneke, and he draws a whistle. So just like that, that's foul number 2 against the big fella. And Emporia is now in the bonus. They're shooting free throws the rest of the way. So Crowell, who missed an and-one opportunity earlier tonight, shoots the first one off the front of the rim. Emporia has been abysmal from the charity stripe all season long. They're 0-for-4 shooting free throws in tonight's contest. One more coming up for Crowell, who has 4 points. Free throw two also off the front of the rim. Becker bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Tortolite, who drives right at Shively. Tough runner, will not go. Emporia gets the stop defensively. Crowell crossing the timeline. Hanika checked out with those two fouls. See who Emporia wants to attack defensively here. Trelk on the left wing, working against this man-to-man defense. Near side, Bloomquist. 15 on the shot clock. Crowell gets the ball back. Crowell gets a screen from Harrington, stops on the left wing, continues to drive now, baseline, runner will not go. Quickly up the floor, Wildcats basketball. Compton dribbling on the volleyball line with a 4-point lead. 2:45 in our first half to play. Tortolot goes near side, Compton. Becker, far side, Wolf. Thought about the three, dumps it down low to Compton. Wolf driving baseline, finds Kidd for three, left it short, and the rebound try goes out of bounds, and it's going to be EHS basketball. 2 minutes, 27 seconds left in our second quarter. Harrington gets a breather as Franklin comes back into the ballgame. Bloomquist, Crowell, Trelk, Shively, and the before-mentioned Franklin on the floor for your Spartans. Crowell crossing half court on the volleyball line. Trelk with a touch. Franklin in between the circles. Crowell on the left wing. Dumps it down low to Bloomquist. Double teamed. Forces it out to Trelk in between the circles. Junior still looking for his first points. Gets to the free throw line. Leaves it for Shively. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Shively gets a screen from Franklin. Spin move. Shively dumps it down low to Bloomquist. And Shively draws a foul. So he'll be going to the free throw line. 16-12, Hayden leaves, 1:57 to go in quarter two. Shively shooting a couple of free throws. The senior yet to score in this game. And the free throw's up and good. Trying to make it a two-point game as Shively can make the free throw here, and he will. 16-14. Shively checks out. Seidel comes back in, so Emporia back to the starting lineup. Becker bringing the ball up the floor. Looks to get it to the far side to Wolf. Jumping the passing lane and not able to keep it in bounds is Crowell, but a great defensive effort there to nearly get the takeaway. Becker catches the ball in the backcourt. Dribbling on the volleyball line, looking for a screen. Becker on the far wing, throws it in the corner. Dribble, drive all the way to the rim. Compton's floater will not go. It bounced around up there twice and came out. Another rebound for Bloomquist up the floor. Seidel gets it to Crowell. In between the circles, he gets it to Franklin now on the left wing, trying to back down Kidd. Picks up his dribble, just lowers his shoulder, trying to bully his way in there, and losing the ball, Franklin off a kid, so EHS will be inbounding underneath their own basket. 1:18 to go in the quarter. Crowell, the trigger man, tosses it up to Franklin. He catches it in the air, goes up for the shot, but it's no good. Bloomquist saves the ball from going out of bounds, and Emporia has another look at it. Trelk in between the circles. Gets a screen from Franklin, stops, pops, top of the key, and that's our first John Newland made triple of the game, and Emporia leads 17-16. First time they've led since it was 8-7 in our first quarter. Driving towards the basket, floater is up from Becker, and it just barely stays in. 18-17, Hayden leads. Crowell yelling out the instructions to his teammates. Trelk driving, floater, baseline, will not go, but not able to get the rebound that time is Hayden, as it was Kidd and Becker both battling for it, and it goes off of them, and the Spartans will be inbounding underneath their own basket. Evan Burns wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. Hayden leads Emporia 18-17, 30 seconds to go until half on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Welcome back inside Spartan Gymnasium. A quick 30-second timeout by Evan Burns, trying to set up a play here offensively. The first timeout EHS has used in our game. Trelk, Seidel, Crow, Franklin, and Bloomquist on the court. Defensively, Tortola, Wolf, Becker, Kidd, and Compton. Quick toss in the corner to Trelk. He'll try the three immediately. And don't let that man get hot. Trelk has his second made three of our first half. Emporia's lead is two. Becker brings the ball up the floor. Now Hayden can hold for the final shot after Emporia elected to shoot it quickly. Compton gets it to Becker on the near side. 10 seconds until half. Kidd in between the circles. Becker gets a screen. He'll try a three. Beats the buzzer. No good. Crowell rebound. And his shot attempt will not count. So Emporia leads 20-18 after one half of action. We'll be back after a quick timeout. Actually, we'll keep it right here as we have Emporia girls basketball coach Brett Stewart making his way up to the broadcast booth. So we'll have Brett Stewart joining us now as the Lady Spartans fell earlier tonight to Hayden, 57-25. Coach, we appreciate you stopping by. A tough one tonight for the Lady Spartans. What were kind of your main takeaways?
I didn't think we started off very good offensively. Got a little sped up and turned it over. We handled the press okay, but then we're just really timid against their press. And then the second quarter, when I thought we got a little bit more aggressive, we settled down on defense and really played some really good defense, ran some great offense, and got some easy shots. And I can't remember what the score was in that second quarter, but I know that was the best quarter of the night.
For sure, yeah, you outscored them 14-7. The offense looked good, and it's what we talked about most of the season, whether it be you or Coach Nine said that when the three-point shot's falling, your team looks a lot different.
Yeah, that ball goes in the hole. You look like a really good coach, don't you? You know, it just in that third quarter we came out, you know, I thought we were, like I said, I thought we were on track, and then they turned it over. We turned it over, and that ball just started going in for hold in for them, and they got a lot of momentum, and it was just too hard to stop.
Did you notice Hayden trying anything different at the start of that third quarter?
No, that's what we really talked about is and I even asked the girls after the game is what did they do different, and the girls felt that Hayden picked up the intensity and Emporia just didn't match it. So, we'll watch the film and get back to the drawing board and see what happens.
Hitting the road on Tuesday, getting to see Washburn Rule for a second time. What are you hoping to see from the girls when they get back out on the court?
Again, just improvement. You know, everybody wants to win the game. We want to win that game, but we want to show that we can improve on tonight. We show that we can improve from Junction City. Just improve on what we're trying to do, try to get some easy baskets, make them have tough baskets, and see what happens.
Assistant Coach Brett Stewart stopping by. We always appreciate his time. He's going to be joining us tomorrow morning on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We'll start the show at about 8:15. Coach Stewart is slated to join us about 8:25. Coach, we'll see you then.
Thank you very much.
All right, final tonight on the girls' side. Emporia falls 57-25. Currently here at halftime of our boys contest, where Emporia leads 20-18. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the first half stats from Spartan Gymnasium here on KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Emporia High Sportin' Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at espfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Halftime of our boys' contest as Emporia leads Hayden 20-18. Hayden actually led at the conclusion of our first half, 14-8. Emporia scored the first 8 points of the game, and then it was 14 straight from Hayden. And now Emporia outscoring Hayden 12-4 in quarter number two. Let's go ahead and look at our first half stats, which are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Leading the charge with 6 points apiece, Franklin and Trout, four from Crowell, and Shively has two, as well as Bloomquist on the other side. 4 points for Becker, 3 points from Tortola and Kidd, and then 2 points for Mitchell, Hanukkah, Compton, and Wolf. Emporia with 7 first half turnovers, just 2 by the Wildcats by my calculation. As we sit here at half, Emporia leads Hayden 20-8 after getting Hanukkah in foul trouble. That's when Emporia was able to make their move. Let's see if they look to attack him once we get into the third quarter. We'll be back after a quick 2-minute timeout with the second half action for you here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back inside Spartan Gymnasium, getting ready to start our second half. Hayden just made their way out of the tunnel. They used almost all 10 minutes to be able to talk about what they need to improve upon in the second half. Emporia bringing Trelk, Seidel, Crow, Bloomquist, and Franklin on the floor back to the starting lineup for Emporia. Same on the other side. Mitchell, Haneke, Becker, Kidd, and Compton. It is Spartans basketball. We flipped ends of the court, so Emporia is now going to be moving left to right on your radio dial. Trell catches it in the backcourt as we are underway with a two-point Emporia advantage. Crowell gets the first touch, looking to drive, goes right at Kidd. Double team. He fades away and tries to knock down the shot, but it rims out. One and done for EHS. Becker quickly up the floor, gets it to Mitchell. Dribbling in the near corner, now all the way out to midcourt. Haneke, backdoor cut. Compton, who lays it in. That was too easy that time, as Compton doubled his point total from the first half. All tied at 20. Crowell dribbling on the perimeter, gets a screen from Franklin. Top of the key, step back three for Crowell off the front of the rim, and it rolls off. Two shots, no points for Emporia so far in the quarter. Kidd driving towards the basket. He runs over Franklin, and we're going to get a blocking foul against Emporia and the before-mentioned Franklin. 7:07 to go in quarter three. First foul against Emporia, the second against Franklin in the game. Franklin with 6 points in our first half. Kidd's going to be shooting two. 1 for 2 from the charity stripe in the game for the senior. And he front ends the first one. One more free throw coming up. The lefty shot is up, and this one's good. It's a 1 point Hayden lead. Trelk looking to break this full court pressure put on by Mitchell. Home white uniforms for Emporia. Black font says Spartans across the chest with red numbers. Crowell dumps it down low to Franklin, who's double teamed out to Seidel. Up top, Trelk. Right wing triple off the back of the rim. Bloomquist could not secure that rebound. He nearly had it. But then Compton throws it away. They get it down low to Franklin, and his floater's good in the lane. Navy blue uniforms for the Wildcats. Gold across their chest, says Hayden with the same color numbers. Haneke in between the circles. Gets it to Mitchell on the left wing. Screen from Haneke. Mitchell in the lane. Floater is up, is good, but it will not count as Trelk draws the charge. That's a turnover going the other way. Great defense there by Emporia. Mitchell tagged for the foul. That is his third. And Coach Anthony's going to have to yank his senior.